T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's time for another one. Morning Mess with another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Derek?
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Senor Derek, what's going on with the relationship with you and Jody?
Yeah, so I'm just not okay right now. I think my girlfriend is cheating on me, and she's trying to lie, like, right to my face while bragging about it.
Okay, that's a lot. How do you know for sure that she's lying to you?
So we've been together a while, about almost a year, and before she dated me, she dated her ex for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a long relationship. I totally get it, you know? We actually talked a lot before we made anything official with us, just to make sure she was ready for another committed relationship, and she promised she was. Things have been great. Like, it's been awesome. Haven't had to worry about a thing. But then she started wearing this really nice bracelet that she got from her ex.
Like, she started wearing it again, like, recently?
Yeah. I guess she kept it the entire time. I think it's, like, a Cartier. She told me about it when we first started dating.
Well, that sounds fancy. I heard of Cartier, but Cartier, is that, like, more expensive?
Cartier, it's Cartier-er.
Oh! Yeah. That makes sense.
Fun of him.
It's even more Cartier.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
You guys are rude.
So, this bracelet, now you see this. My thought is, you notice it, right? Do you ask her, why is she wearing this?
I haven't really done that yet. I thought, you know, okay, maybe she's going to wear it a couple days, but no. And I'm a little scared to know the answer, but that's, I guess, why I'm here. She was debating on selling it when we first started dating.
Oh,
okay.
But here's my biggest problem with it, though. It's engraved. It's engraved with their anniversary.
Oh, what the hell? No, hell no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and it says, I love you on it.
It says, I love you on it? Now, listen, is she a woman with expensive taste? Does she like wearing, like, Gucci and Louis and stuff like that? Because then it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, here and there. But she owns other bracelets. The one that says, I love you with her ex's anniversary, I don't feel like that's
appropriate. Yeah,
Derek.
Like, I'm with you.
Out of nowhere, too.
I do totally understand how that might be kind of messed up, because at one point it did hold sentimental value. But I will say this. You mentioned it's a very nice bracelet. If there's anything I know about Cartier and Cartier, is that they're very expensive, and maybe she just didn't want to part ways with it if it's so nice. Like, he already gifted it to her. I would probably still wear it.
I mean, the thing is, she could sell it and get another bracelet.
Right.
Super facts.
Brave, you know?
No, you are right. And that would be concerning, especially if she didn't buff it out or anything like that. So what we should do is the staycation setup. So what that means is that we're going to call up your girl Jody up next. I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk, tell her that she's won the grand prize of a free romantic weekend, and ask her who she wants to bring on that free romantic weekend stay. She should only say your name. But real quick, do you know offhand what her ex's name is?
Yeah, Ethan.
Ethan. Okay, so if she says Ethan,
then... a lot of Cartier and Gucci and Fendi.
Can we not? Like, this man's calling us for help.
Yeah, Denise. All right.
What? That was you!
Staycation setup. All up next. Morning Mess. Okay, in the middle of it, staycation setup. We are your Morning Mess. We spoke to our guy, Derek, who has an issue of his lady wearing a piece of jewelry that was from her ex. Now, it's an expensive piece of jewelry. We might understand, like, listen, it's a Cartier. So, you know, she might want to rock that because it's expensive. But the problem is, Derek, that it has their anniversary and it says, I love you on the bracelet.
Yeah, I just really need to know why she's wearing it and if she's talking to her ex again.
Because this isn't something that she's just been consistently wearing. You said that this recently happened. And then you also told us that there's also their anniversary date that's engraved on it.
Yeah, I don't feel like she should be wearing something that has her anniversary date with someone else on it.
Yeah, I mean, you had the great point. She could have sold that and just bought another one.
But who wants to buy a bracelet with someone else's anniversary date on it? That might have been where she ran into that problem. I'm still keeping benefit of the doubt here.
You could melt that.
Oh, my gosh. Not a Cartier.
All right.
Really? Still?
I mean,
we're still making fun of this man?
What we're still doing is the staycation setup. Oh, I make a joke and now everybody comes
after
me.
Every day with this guy.
Okay, so we're going to do the staycation setup. I'm so sorry about Joey. So, Derek, what's going to happen is I'm going to call up your girl, Jody. I'm going to offer her the free romantic weekend stay. And then I'm going to ask who she wants to bring on that free romantic weekend.
And then?
If she says anybody else's name, then you know that, unfortunately, something's happening. We have counseling services on standby. We just want to know when you're ready and we can call her.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking with Jody?
Yes. Who is this?
My name is Jonathan. I'm actually calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're going to add in the honeymoon package. And I was calling just to confirm details, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
Wait, I never win anything. How was I entered in this?
We're actually working off of an online database, and I'm really honored that we could be the first thing that you ever win. So we just opened up locally, have a few locations scattered throughout the nation. We wanted to offer this to you totally free, no deposits, fees, or taxes, in exchange of a review. And that would be on Google and Yelp.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just for a review on those two pages. And if we get through the reservation right now, I can have you all set to go.
That's all I need to do. Just write a review.
I promise. And if you have any questions along the way, feel free to ask, but I won't even need a credit card information from you, all right?
Is it like this weekend or is it next weekend?
We can schedule you out whenever you'd like. I just want to get through with your personalized note. And that is going to be addressed to your guest of honor for this free romantic weekend stay.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Do you have anything you'd like to leave on that note for your guest?
I guess I've really missed you.
Okay. I have that down here, Jody. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay?
Let's do Ethan.
Ethan?
Hello?
Hey, Jody, legally, really quick, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess, and Derek's on the line. He called us.
Oh, my God.
After all the that I've done for you, and this is what I get.
Derek, what the hell is this?
You've been caught, girl. You've been cheating on Derek. He called us up, asked us to see if you were, and that is the truth. So now I think you owe Derek an explanation. How long has this been going on?
All right. About a month ago, Ethan called me, and he's been just begging me to get back with him, and he misses me.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that he gives you expensive gifts?
Hell yeah. Cartier?
I mean, yeah, he used to treat me really well. And honestly, Derek, I feel like you really take me for granted a lot.
So the solution's to cheat on him?
The amount of good energy that I have put into you, and you just decide to fuck me over like that?
Well, actually, it was Ethan.
It's not even about you. It's just about Ethan.
What do you mean it's not about me? I'm dating you.
Oh my
Maybe
God.
Learn to stand up for yourself and figure out who you actually like and who treats you like.
Yeah, you're lying down all the time. So,
oh, my God!
Derek, do you even want to attempt to try to work on this relationship if Jody wants to? Or are you over it?
Honestly, I'm over it. I can't. She's not going to change.
Come
I'm over
on.
It.
How do you know? You never even try.
What do you mean? I'm not the one who cheated.
Right. Okay. I'm going to get some counseling services for the both of you, just in case you want to. I mean, I'm going to try my best not to judge, but I get it.
Can
you know.
I still go to the hotel with Ethan? Is that still on
Oh, my God. F*** off.
Girl, there's no hotel.
Savages.
And you're really asking to go with your ex while your current boyfriend's on the line?
Wait for us to hang up on him first. My God. Derek, you done?
I'm done. I don't even have words right now.
Okay. Well, Jody, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Derek.
Yeah.
You should have got back with her and then cheated on her.
What?
Get back at her.
No, I am so sorry. All the jokes and everything aside, I am very sorry. We have counseling services for real if you'd like to take them by yourself.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even know what to say.
Well, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
Oh, my
so Derek,
God.
Go ahead, call that plan B. See, Andy.
Okay.
And always remember you're worth more than a Cartier bracelet.
Kick him while he's down. Okay.
It's easier to do.
Wow.
It's easier to kick somebody while they're down
Stop.
There. We love you, Derek.
The Morning Mess.
You guys are great. You guys do a great job every morning. I look at you guys every day, and you guys keep me going.
On Live 101.5.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.